Following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger Maureen Sweeney Kyle from Maranatha Spring and Shrine, home of Holy Love Ministries, from Friday, March 25th, through Thursday, March 31st, 2022. March 25th, 2022, the Solemnity of the Annunciation. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, to live consecrated to holy love dictates that your hearts be focused on holy love throughout the day. You try to make whatever the present moment offers one with holy love. This is often more difficult than it sounds. When you are under attack, it is Satan who tries to catch you off guard. If holy love is not a priority with you, it is easy for him to do so. If your life is dedicated to living in holy love, all your choices and decisions will be easier. It will be harder for Satan to distract you or trip you up. You will recognize the evil one's trickery sooner. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 5, 6 through 10. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for it is because of these things that the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not associate with them, for once you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true. And try to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. March 26th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, let the holy love in your hearts be your preparation and your protection of everything in the future. There is no greater standard to live by. With holy love in your heart, you will be able to respond to every situation as I would have you do. The whole reason there is unrest in the world today is lack of holy love in hearts. People, therefore, do not recognize the rights of others, and greed wins over in hearts. Once again, I remind you, what is in hearts is then in the world around you. So it is I speak to you again today to refurbish holy love in hearts and to reclaim hearts that have lapsed into selfish ideals. Sin is the child of selfish love. Therefore, regard disordered self-love as the enemy. Do not allow your hearts to be contaminated in such a way. A note is given to read Colossians chapter 3, 12 through 15. Put on then as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassion, kindness, lowliness, meekness, and patience, forbearing one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other. As the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body, and be thankful. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. March 27th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I ordain every present moment in each soul's life. I do so as I am omnipotent. I do not make the choice as to how each soul lives in the present, however. The use of each present moment is a free will choice. This is where and when each soul either chooses his own salvation or the road to perdition. I give all people and all nations the guidelines of my commandments. To choose or reject these guides is up to free will. He may choose to obey my commandments one moment and reject them the next. If he has holy wisdom in his heart, he will always return to righteous obedience. Whatever is in the heart at the moment of death determines the soul's eternal destination. At that moment, there can be no bargaining or false discernment, only truth. How the soul chooses his whole life, good or evil, will influence his choice in his last present moment. A note is given to read Hebrews chapter 3, 12 through 13. Take care, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart, leading you to fall away from the living God. But exhort one another every day, as long as it is called today, that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. March 28, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, to all ends are my purpose. I make the crooked way straight. I mend the broken. I calm the agitated. I confide my will to the broken and forlorn. None can find their way apart from me. It is I who call, who instruct and direct. The path of light is always under the feet of those who would listen. Man may try to thwart my will, but will not succeed, as my will bends to accommodate and changes without changing. The best way to realize my will is to consider the path you have trodden and take account of where you are and where you intend to be. All things are prepared by me, undone by me, and made whole by me. Do not seek my will outside of the light. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 2, 8 through 10. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not because of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. March 29th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, today, as always, children, remain on the path of light which I call you upon. Do not lend heed to discouragement, but remain always hopeful. I will lead you through inspirations, the truth, and by exposing evil in your midst. Spiritually cover yourselves with my Son's precious blood when you begin the day, and throughout the day as you continue on the path of truth. Remember always, I love you and desire your attentive efforts in holy love. Do not allow others' false opinions to change the attitude or direction of your life. My call is one with that of grace, which I desire always be your guide, not in self-righteousness, but in truth. Be open to others' opinions, but not guided by anything except prayer. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 5, 6 through 11. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for it is because of these things that the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not associate with them. For once you were darkness, but now you are light in the world. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true. And try to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. March 30th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, there are times in each person's life that are more difficult, trying, than others. Many times the weight of the cross is questioned. According to my holy and divine will, no cross is permitted in any person's life that is unbearable. The soul must learn to depend upon my grace, which is omnipresent. Grace is often hidden in the present moment, but may come to light after the cross is alleviated. Looking back on any given situation, the soul may see all the ways that he was upheld, encouraged, and able to bear up under the cross. In retrospect, he may see how fortunate the timing of incidents were, or how miraculous the outcome of an event unfolded. Please know that in your darkest hour I am there. You do not need to explain any circumstance or consequence. I am all-knowing. I desire your welfare, spiritual, physical, and emotional. Look for my grace in this regard. I will help you discover it. A note is given to read Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. March 31st, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, in any particular dilemma, it is your trust in my provision which will carry you through to victory. My provision is the solution to seemingly insurmountable problems. Therefore, be at peace. When your trust is attacked, so too is your peace attacked. Lack of peace presents itself in difficulty to pray as you should. Lack of peace is always from evil who seeks to come between any soul and me. Safely guard your trust in me by paying heed to whatever is attacking your peace and recognizing it as Satan. Seek my help in resolving issues which disturb your peace. A note is given to read Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.